I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you've got a few minutes, come with us to see God's hand at work in faraway places like India and China. We'll start off, though, in the Middle East, where red flags are going up in Egypt. When current President El-Sisi took control from the Muslim Brotherhood, Christians were rejoicing. But now, says Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton,
there are some notes of concern that are starting to be sounded.
So here's what's going on. As Sisi's government tries to crack down on corruption and terrorism, they're passing hundreds of new laws restricting basic freedoms. Take the freedom of assembly, for example.
When you start talking about a law against people gathering together in a private home, well, is that going to affect house churches? Obviously it could. Police could come into that meeting as well. So it certainly is an item that we should put on our prayer list.
Believers in Egypt are asking for us to pray with them.
Certainly, as we see these laws passed, we want to be aware of the fact that they do affect Christians there as well.
Elsewhere in the Middle East, Bible translators are especially under attack. Wycliffe Associates says it receives prayer requests constantly from translators whose lives are at risk. And that's why Wycliffe Associates started Bible Translation Acceleration Kits. They contain a laptop, satellite terminal, and other supplies that make the translation process safer and simpler. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith.
These things are all portable and small, and we've got lots of stories of our partners who basically just put them in a backpack, put them on their back, and take them with them when they have to migrate because of the threats that are around them.
The kits aren't just protecting translators. They're helping people receive God's word faster than ever.
Just by connecting them with good power and reliable communication has, in many cases, doubled the pace of Bible translation just because it has removed the delays that previously were in place when they couldn't recharge their computers, when they couldn't communicate with outside assistance or access the resources that they need.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, frankly, there's nothing family-friendly about the R word, but victims of sexual assault are never beyond God's healing power. Open Doors USA shares the story of 15-year-old Roshni at our website. She was drugged and assaulted in a poor Indian village because she wouldn't stop talking about Jesus. Open Doors is helping hundreds of girls just like Roshni, and you can too. Stick around for the end of the broadcast when we'll connect you with Open Doors USA. And know how else you can help? Baptist Global Response's Global Hunger Sunday is coming up in October. Right now, there's nearly 800 million people who don't get enough food, according to the World Food Program. BGR needs your support to bring food to refugees and forgotten people in disaster and poverty-stricken areas. In Jesus' name, BGR will distribute your tangible encouragement, giving hope that a brighter future lies just around the corner. And God's Word is the manual of life. Getting it into people's hands is great. But what comes after that? Bibles for China has been building relationships with the Chinese church by helping them with Bibles. But atheism's been dominant for so long that the church asked for a little more help on how to use the Bible. Wendell Rovenstein says this year, a group of leaders asked,
would you be able to spend a day with us and just share the Bible with us, how to study it, how to work through it, and be an encouragement to the leaders that are coming to faith in Christ?
So the Bibles for China team will be training up to 200 Christian leaders this fall. Really, it's laying the groundwork for a spiritual legacy.
We're just going and following up after the distribution of Bibles for a day of training individuals to be leaders, know what the Word of God says, understand the Trinity, understand the creation, understand the basic things that we take for granted that everybody knows.
$5 plants the seed. Get details on this story and all the others in today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.